Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, Fatima, peace be upon her, the daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent someone to Abu Bakr when he was a caliph, asking for her inheritance of what Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had left of the property bestowed on him by Allah from the Fa, that is, booty gained without fighting, in Al-Madinah, and Fadak, and what remained of the Humus and of the Khaybar booty. On that, Abu Bakr said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, our property is not inherited. Whatever we leave is sadaqah, charity. But the family of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, can eat of this property. By Allah, I will not make any change in the state of the sadaqah of Allah's Messenger and will leave it as it was during the lifetime of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and will dispose of it as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to do. So Abu Bakr refused to give anything of that to Fatima. So she became angry with Abu Bakr and kept away from him and did not talk to him till she died. She remained alive for 6 months after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him. When she died, her husband, Ali, buried her at night without informing Abu Bakr, and he offered the funeral prayer by himself. When Fatima was alive, the people used to respect Ali much, but after her death, Ali noticed a change in the people's attitude towards him. So Ali sought reconciliation with Abu Bakr and gave him the bay'ah, pledge. Ali had not given the bay'ah, pledge, during those months, that is, the period between the Prophet's death and Fatima's death. Ali sent someone to Abu Bakr saying, come to us, but let nobody come with you, as he disliked that Umar should come. Umar said to Abu Bakr, no, by Allah, you shall not enter upon them alone. Abu Bakr said, what do you think they will do to me? By Allah, I will go to them. So Abu Bakr entered upon them, and then Ali uttered tashahud and said to Abu Bakr, we know well your superiority and what Allah has given you, and we are not jealous of the good what Allah has bestowed upon you. But you did not consult us in the question of the rule, and we thought that we have got a right in it because of our near relationship to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Thereupon, Abu Bakr's eyes flowed with tears, and when Abu Bakr spoke, he said, by him in whose hand my soul is, to keep good relations with the relatives of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is dearer to me than to keep good relations with my own relatives. But as for the trouble which arose between me and you about his property, I will do my best to spend it according to what is good, and will not leave any rule or regulation which I saw Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, following in disposing of it. But I will follow. On that, Ali said to Abu Bakr, I promise to give you the bay'ah, pledge, this afternoon. So when Abu Bakr had offered the Dhuhr prayer, he ascended the pulpit and uttered the tashahud, and then mentioned the story of Ali and his failure to give the bay'ah, pledge, and excused him, accepting what excuses he had offered. Then Ali got up and, praying to Allah for forgiveness, he uttered tashahud, praised Abu Bakr's right, and said that he had not done what he had done because of jealousy of Abu Bakr or as a protest of what Allah had favored him with. Ali added, but we used to consider that we too had some right in this affair of rulership, and that he, that is Abu Bakr, did not consult us in this matter, and therefore caused us to feel sorry. On that, all the Muslims became happy and said, you have done the right thing. The Muslims then became friendly with Ali, as he did to what the people had done, that is, giving the bay'ah, pledge, to Abu Bakr.